Next, we're going to go to Turkey. It's a country with a powerful religious tradition that then became powerfully secular. Now, Turkey faces competition between those two points of view. That's raising questions about where the country is going and what the balance will be between Turkey's secular policies and its Islamic traditions. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Istanbul.
In this commercial city, the extremes of Turkish society live side by side. There are Starbucks and stately mosques, baseball caps, and full beards. Modern Turkey was founded as a secular, Western-oriented state. But these days, Turks say the country is expressing its Muslim identity more than the secular one. Some Turks are alarmed. Others argue that's the real Turkey. It all depends on who you are, says journalist Yasemin Çangar.
There is a new elite emerging in Turkey. They are conservative, they are Muslims, and they want to have a role in the political life in this country, in the business life in this country. And I welcome to that. We were a segregated society.
Segregation between religious Muslims and secular Turks is breaking down. In the Istiye Park Mall, the cars are sleek, the music is soothing, and the water fountains dance in color. Here, a few of the well-dressed women shoppers wear the Muslim headscarf. One is 27-year-old Sima Özturk. Her headscarf has a Western brand name.
Yeah, Burberry. I try to follow the fashion. I shop online, I buy Burberry, Gucci.
Özturk knows the headscarf is a highly charged symbol.
Yok, hayır. Rahatsız hissetmiyorum. Türkiye'nin yapısı böyle yani.
I don't feel uncomfortable. There are those who choose the headscarf and those who don't. We shop together in mutual respect.
Not exactly. İdan Yigbaş, in her 60s with a fur trim coat, expresses the attitudes of some of the secular elite. She is passionately against the headscarf, and when she sees a covered woman, İdan gives her the look.
Evet, bakıyorum. Bakıyorum, hoşlanmıyorum.
Yes, I look. I don't like them. We're a Muslim country. We're also a republic, but I just can't accept the idea of the headscarf.
The debate is long-running in Turkey, which symbolizes a larger question in a particularly Turkish dispute. Secular versus Islam, East versus West, Turkey's membership in the European Union, questions that have taken on a new intensity since the Justice and Development Party came to power in 2002, because the ACT Party has roots in political Islam.
Are we becoming more Islamized? Are we becoming more of a conservative religious society?
That's Binaz Toprak, a political science professor who published a controversial study this winter. Her research showed there is less tolerance now for a secular lifestyle, especially in small towns. The study also documented social pressure for Turks to show they're practicing Muslims if they want business contracts and jobs with the ACT Party-run government.
I think what the research shows is that, yes, even though the formal structures of secularism are there and nobody dares to touch those, Islam is becoming so much more important in public life.
The study set off another firestorm of debate. But Sali Ozel, a political science professor, says it's just part of the larger argument about Turkey's identity.
It is a healthy argument. I'm not sure that it is always unfolding in the healthiest fashion. The question is, are we going to become a truly liberal democratic country with a secular system that respects the rule of law? This is what the fight is all about.
On Fridays, the mosques are packed, but government employees who pray have to come on their lunch hour. Unlike most of the Muslim world, Turkey runs on a Monday through Friday work week. Istanbul is still a liberal, Western-oriented city. The ACT Party won two elections with promises for a more democratic, pro-Western country. But there have been setbacks. Membership in the European Union remains stalled, democratic reforms have slowed, and disappointment is rising over an economic downturn. Hugh Pope, based in Istanbul with the International Crisis Group, says the ACT Party is using Islam to stay in control.
The ACT Party running this country is not an Islamist party. It is a conservative party which is very keen on staying in power. It's still clearly a massively popular party. It's not about Islam. It's about who runs the country.
The ACT Party's strength will be tested in March in local elections, another bellwether between the two Turkeys, a more religious country, and its historic secular identity. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Istanbul.